We know that summertime is here and crime is getting bad all over the country, man, but it's getting real bad in Chicago. Shooting has went up to like 38% in Chicago in 2012. On the phone, we got my man Roland Martin, host and managing editor of Washington Watch. You can see him Sunday mornings on TV One at 11 a.m. Eastern. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Ricky, what's going on?
Man, how you doing, man? Congratulations.
I appreciate it, sir. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to have you on, man. Remind me to ask you one quick question about the presidential election. But first, man, what is going on, in Chicago?
Well, I mean, we sort of have this killing fields, if you will, every summer there in the city. Police talk about it's an issue of gang violence, folks just shooting left and right. But you also have another issue, and that is I was talking to a pastor the other day who actually convened a meeting of 20 of the top 20 gang leaders in Chicago. And what they told him that the problem is, in many ways, these new crop of guys are sort of lone wolves in terms of they're not, that they are, the gang structure has been fractured. And so where it used to be, use the phrase organized crime, you talk about the mafia. When you had organized crime, the reason they called it organized was for a reason. But now you have guys who are just doing stuff on their own, and it has gotten so totally out of control that even the gangs are saying, man, we don't necessarily know who's even doing a lot of the shooting, and they're not respecting even the older gang members. And so you've got all kind of just crazy things going on there. The police, they're trying to put more police on the streets. The Department of Justice just handed out a couple of, about Tuesday, $111 million, local police department. $3 million of that is going to Chicago to help with this issue here, man. But it's just absolutely crazy just what's going on there, and nobody seems to have an answer to how to stop it.
Now, Roland, are these killings focused? Is it, like, within the gang infrastructure, or are there a lot of bystanders?
No. Man, you got two young kids who are playing basketball, and all of a sudden, guy walks up, boom, shoots them. You have, you know, people getting injured, obviously in drive-bys, stray bullets. I mean, you have all kinds of different shootings that are going on there, and there is no doubt that when you look at the structural issues in the city, high unemployment, in terms of impacted poverty areas, also education, you got a huge dropout rate as well. You have all of those factors that are coming together, and the bottom line is the streets in Chicago are just bloody. I mean, it's like every weekend it's 20, 30, 40 people shot, 4, 6, 8 killed. Even the weekend the president went back to Chicago for the wedding of his senior advisor, Valerie Jarrett's daughter.
Right.
I think that particular weekend it was 8 people killed, 40 shot.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Okay. We're talking to Roland Martin. So from what I understand too, Roland, I may have seen or read this somewhere, and this is not just exclusive to the West Side or what we would consider the hood. This is happening all across the city and the suburban areas, correct?
Yeah, right. Because first of all, one of the things that took place was when they had the removal of the public housing complexes there, and you had dispersed housing. Well, you actually dispersed gangs all across the area. The suburban cities in the Chicago area have seen an explosion of gang violence as well. Gangs moving there, and so absolutely, folks, all over the city. This is not just African American. You have Hispanics involved. You have white kids involved. Obviously, it's disproportionately black and Hispanic, but it is all over. It's not just centrally located, and that's also part of the problem. So there's no doubt the economy plays a role in this. There's no doubt, so many people being outside and children playing. And so we can talk about activities for young folks after school. We can talk about the need for jobs, all of those things, and they are all absolutely important. But you also, man, just have a flat out, just a culture of folks who just say, I don't care, and pop it off at the handle. And one of the gang members who told the pastor, a lot of this stuff, man, is mad because his girlfriend quit him.
Oh,
left with somebody else, and the dude says, I'm going to kill the other guy who's not with my girlfriend. It's just stuff like that, and it's just absolutely
senseless.
Just wild, and Chicago is like the wild, wild west.
So So before we go, Roland, to, Rahm Emanuel, he listed safer streets among his top three priorities when he became mayor about a year ago. What kind of pressure is he getting now?
Well, he needs to be under some massive pressure. The police department is saying, look, you've got to hire more cops. You can't have this slowdown of police officers. You have folks in these cities, in the communities who are saying, look, man, you've got to be able to provide opportunities, jobs, things along those lines. Massive pressure, and he has to respond. But I also say it, though, that I do believe the president should go to Chicago, speak on this issue, but not just for Chicago. I believe this should be a national conversation on youth gun violence, use Chicago as the backdrop. I just don't see how you can be from the city of Chicago and not speak to this issue. This is the way your presidential library is going to be. This is the way your daughters grew up. And so I think the president can use the bully pulpit, and again, hold the governor, the mayor, aldermen accountable, but use the bully pulpit to say, America, we've got to confront this moral failure of youth gun violence all across this country, and we need to call upon people. So I say channel his inner community organizer, what he used to be, and say, and tell communities, organize our communities to keep them safe. Churches, you should be putting men, 5,000, 10,000 men on the corners on the weekends at night with shirts with crosses on them. Let's go back to the Deacons of Defense during the Civil Rights Movement that protected our communities from the KKK. Unfortunately,
so true.
Our communities are no longer, KKK ain't our problem. It still look like us.
Thank you so much, Roland.
There it is. Hey, Roland Martin, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you, bruh.
Not a problem. Check us out. We'll be talking about this on TV One this Sunday.
There it is, y'all. 11 a.m. Sunday mornings on TV One, host and managing editor of Washington Watch. One time, Roland Martin, man. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's pretty bad everywhere, man. And it's summertime, and it is out of control.